This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, indeed. That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the militia line, Providence. Golly, it just goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It is that time. And boy, for me, this is the perfect time, because now let's talk a little combat pistol craft, as I have to. This will also be my confessional. And joining me now is I will be confessing to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC.
Hey, Bill, how you doing, man? But I'll tell you straight up, I'm not digging on the confessional thing.
Yeah.
The confessional angle. What do you got going on, man?
Well, now, as you know, when we first started talking, I think I was telling you that I wanted to like Glock, but I didn't like Glock, and you were the one that turned me on to the fifth gen.
Gen 5 G45, right.
Yes, and that, without a doubt, is the best Glock package, I think, the best variant they've ever made.
Right.
And I can shoot it, and I can group with it beautifully. I just can't place the shots. I can't shape the shots. And
Wait a minute, man. If you're grouping with it well, but it depends on, you know, what's your standard of well, why can't you place your shots? Because that's what you're effectively doing when you produce a group.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm going to just say it's about my hands. I think my hands are, I think I've damaged my right hand to the degree to where it simply, on that gun, on that grip angle, I just can't mechanically make it work and pull the trigger with my index finger.
That makes perfect sense, man.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, what are you shooting now?
Well, now I've switched over. I've switched over to SIG.
Was that the confessional part? You're not shooting Glocks anymore?
Not shooting Glocks anymore.
I X-ring that one, dude.
So what?
Well, you know what? The bottom line is, actually, the very cool thing is, you have a choice. You know, if you decide, and hang with me here, because I'm going to hammer this point home.
Very good.
You can't, you know, a lot of people will try different handguns and select a handgun based on others' recommendations in respect to how it feels in your hand. Well, how a gun feels in your hand isn't the same thing as what you're going to need to do with your hands in order to stabilize the gun, especially during rapid firing. You see what I mean?
I do.
So it only makes perfect sense to me that in order to make a knowledge-based decision on whether that is actually the case or not, you have to work with a gun until, you know, you come to that determination or point that you can no longer fire this gun well under the circumstances. especially with, you know, the debilitation in your right hand. The, let me see, there's a good friend of mine in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Kevin Reed, and I've got a lot of respect for this dude simply because back in the day, in his early days of becoming a gun guy, actually shot himself through the hand and through the palm of his left hand, and having recovered from that exceptionally well, got back on the horse, and he's very dialed in because of that incident. You see what I mean?
I do.
I mean, who wouldn't be? But the fact of the matter is, I got a lot of respect for him because he wasn't afraid. He accepted the fact that he messed up, paid the price, got back on the horse, and he's dialed in. So anyway, I'm glad I've never had to go through something like that. But if you're not satisfied, here's a primary point of interest. If through actual use you come to a determination that is a negative in respect to the specific pistol you're using, then find one that balances out. And you just can't arbitrarily say this pistol is going to be good for me. You know, for example, HK VP9.
Right.
All right. You familiar with the VP9?
I am.
I like it, and it feels good in my hand, and I can hit well with it. But what I don't dig on, because of the size of my hands and the way I lock that pistol up, I eject the mag because the way the design and ambidextrous nature of the mag release. So that's, yeah, that's out. I'm not going to put the time and energy it would take me to, you know, make that
adjust.
Modification,
yeah,
or adjustment. I mean, it's a cool blaster, and they're accurate. But from a personal end-user standpoint, that's the negative for me.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it a bad handgun, because there's a lot of them out there, man. That's HK turns out, you know, high-quality product. But it's not for me.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have one in the pile, though.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't feel I would certainly feel okay with your decision, but are you gonna run with one of your STIs or something like that, 1911-ish?
Well, I mean, yeah, that those guns all work very well as well for me. I'm just looking for something that I can carry that is light.
Sounds like you already decided on something.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the SIG. Right now I'm carrying the SIG P320. The only one I can find is a VTAC, which is not exactly a carry length, but it's about as long as a 1911. So, I mean, I carry a 1911, so I'll carry that. And I want to ask a couple of questions as we go through all of this, simply to find out some things, because I know you've probably seen some stuff out there and talk about that. How's the recovery coming up on the first break? How's that going?
My physical recovery is going excellent. As a matter of fact, I'm way ahead of the power curve, which kind of I had to do an immediate adjustment because basically I've been doing so well, I'm doing too much activity.
Yeah.
And I had some serious problems with my leg, and so I cooled out for the last couple of days, and I've been doing nothing but icing it, and I feel great. But
there you go.
Now I'm in that danger zone of being too mobile for my own good.
Yeah. You can't help it if you recover that fast. We're heading to the next first break, and you can find Dave's website. It is combatspeed.com. Find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking about Well, today we're talking about my evolution, but I'm sure I'm not alone in some of this stuff. And, I mean, he's already given us one example of somebody that made a change or two there, had to. And joining us again is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. You know, when I was coming to this realization, I started doing searches online about people who shoot the way I shoot with a Glock.
Yeah.
And there are some people out there that are convinced that there are just some people predisposed to do that because, I guess, because of the grip angle and the trigger angle and where their fingers hit in the trigger and all these other things. But there's some other things where, like, they're saying, well, you're flinching, you're anticipating it, you're driving the gun to the left and down as you anticipate the...
Yeah, but I don't like to think in terms of that perspective.
Right.
If I may, let me expand on that.
Sure.
Okay, so what you're saying is people are observing you shoot, and that is what they're telling you. Well, by observation, you're anticipating when the gun fires, you're pushing it low left, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Right. Well, that's not what they're telling me. This is what I saw on the web.
No, I understand. I just don't understand why they're not trying, instead of wasting your time telling you what you're not doing properly, tell you what you need to do properly and let you focus on that. You see what I mean?
I do.
I mean, it's like they're only giving you the first half of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Here's what, by my observation, here's what you're doing wrong, so to speak. I hate saying that, but here's what you're doing wrong, but they don't tell you what to do right.
You're
focused on what you need to be doing to hit the target, you'll be okay. But what you're describing, what you have, you know, we've already in previous discussion talked about, all of these things can be symptomatic of firing a handgun that you are not compatible with. You understand what I mean?
So that's a real thing. That's not just me thinking, I'm just not compatible with it.
Right. There's so many different points of interest. The size of your hands, the length of your fingers, the thickness of your fingers. Hell, man, it could be the basic layout of your hand in respect to the size of your hands. I've seen individuals have to use a two-hand grip and both the right and left index fingers to press through the initial double action shot, which is only 12 pounds, but they don't have any hand strength either. So there's your other variable.
Right.
Size of your hands, the mechanical, biomechanical layout of your hands, its size of your fingers, length of your fingers, strength. And there's a lot of physical coordination things that have to go on. Let's just say God gave you the best of what there is to start with. But where's your sense of timing? And I'll give you a simple example. All right. If you have the gun aimed in on, visualize this in your mind's eye. You've got the gun aimed in on target. Everything is ready to fire. You just haven't made the decision to fire.
Right.
You with me? Okay, your finger's on the trigger. You make the decision to fire, so you initiate physical action to the trigger. Well, from the moment you initiate physical action to the trigger and the projectile exit the bore, what is that measurable length of time? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you can break that down further into mechanical lock time. And, of course, if you know your feet per second, you can go off of that for barrel length and blah, 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 if you want to get real accurate with it. But what I'm getting at is, for example, how much time, from the moment you're aimed in on the target and make the decision to fire, how much time transpires before the gun goes bang? If you don't know what that is, of course you can get sucked into anticipating when the gun is going off. Anticipating that and the problems that it carries with it can be simply eliminated if you explain to someone the timing that is involved and remove that fear of the gun going bang. It's warp drive ahead of what I'm explaining is a warp drive, at least one from, you know, don't worry about it. Just let the break of the shot be a surprise.
Right.
If that works for you, don't change anything. But what I'm describing is levels above. If you possess the ability to drive the gun as a tool to satisfy the job you're performing, I want to be able to possess the ability to command detonate the gun.
Right.
So basically what that means is I'm actively working the trigger as I'm solving a problem. Now, granted, it could be a single, multiple, static or moving target combination, whatever, man. Whatever the problem is, I've got to solve it as accurately as possible within the least amount of time. And you can either do it or not. But if you're mentally in that place where the gun going bang has to be a surprise for you to hit the target, you got a long way to go.
Hang on there for me. We're coming
at it. And,
hang on there for me.
Practice harder.
Yeah. Hang on for me. And we're going to talk, at length and lay out a few things for you. I think I understand exactly what you're saying. You can find Dave on Facebook if you want to check up on how he's doing, how his recovery's going, and catch a couple of guitar riffs. Dave Harrington on Facebook, of course. CombatSpeed.com is the website that is the work in progress. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress will meet in a joint session on Wednesday to certify the electoral vote count, as a movement among Republicans to challenge that count continues to grow. Monday night, Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler announced that she would add her name to the list of lawmakers expected to make an objection. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News that the only way to deal with the irregularities that arose in the November election is to start investigating.
We've just gone through 4 years where Democrats and the extreme left simply did not acknowledge President Trump as the legitimate president. And now here we are because of COVID, because of a more than doubling of the number of absentee ballots. While at the same time, Democrats pushed the envelope, relaxing standards. There are some real problems here, and the problem's not going away. The only solution I can come up with is investigate, explain, be transparent But sweeping this under the rug, as many people want us to do, simply won't work.
This is USA Radio News. As Georgians head to the polls on Tuesday to decide two runoff Senate races, many are already questioning what would happen if the elections change the balance of power in the Senate. California Republican Congressman Devin Nunes tells Fox News that he sees multiple consequences if the Democratic candidates win.
One is that this will justify the election, that they'll use this against Donald Trump. They'll say that there was no voter fraud if the Republicans don't win today. And then secondly, of course, you have the balance of power in the Senate. Having 52 seats, controlling the gavels, everything that I've worked on over the last 4 years to expose the malfeasance and the corruption here in this city, we won't have the Senator Ron Johnsons or the Senator Grassley's that will be able to subpoena people. And just think about how bad this is going to be, how they could cover this up, for example, if they get rid of the Durham investigation in Connecticut. It would be a travesty.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking with Super Dave Harrington, I have long sought his counsel, well over for a year now, as I've tried to solve a few of my issues. If, like with you, with the VP9, when you figured out, was there anything, how long did you take to decide, okay, I like this gun, but I am not going to make this kind of adjustment to the way I handle a gun, manipulate a gun, in order for me to use this gun? How long did that take?
About 60 seconds.
Yeah. Not yeah. Something that you should spend a whole lot of time worrying about or stressing
well,
over.
Well, I mean, I worked with the gun quite a bit, but when I live-fired it, it was an immediate problem. And it was like, wow, you know? At first, I was a little surprised because, you know, I thought I had already adjusted enough without even having fired it. And as long as I was thinking about it and, you know, slow fire stuff, that it was not a problem. But when I get aggressive with a pistol and running it hard, I eject the mag. You know, sometimes you can work with a gun for quite a while, and until the circumstances change or your skill increases and you can, you know, use the gun harder, you won't find out that you have a problem until it surfaces, you know?
Right.
So just like making a kit and equipment change as your, you know, knowledge and ability increases. You know, hey, I might, you know, I've been working with this here for a while. Will I gain anything if I move it here? But, like, what you got to remember if you're going to make any kind of change on any level is work with the change long enough to make a knowledge-based decision of whether the change is actually working for you and you're going to stick with it, or you need to go back to what you were doing in the first place prior to the change. You see what I mean?
I do.
Because some things can feel, you know, awkward or uncomfortable to a point, you know, that jeopardize your confidence in working with a gun, and therefore you have a psychological problem, you know, that you got to deal with. Don't set yourself up for failure. It's like biting off more than you can chew. You know what I mean?
I do.
Oh, yeah, I know what that is. Let me show you this.
So, easy throat.
So it's all a lot of fun, man, exploring, you know.
But so you
on,
I'll tell you the other part that,
man.
Right.
Go ahead.
The part that bothers me the most is that I sort of, when I figured out that, and there was we went through this for a few hours trying to figure out physically, looking at my hand on the gun and everything and letting other people shoot the gun. And the gun, the Glock with an optic on it and a decent trigger put on it is a very, very accurate gun.
Right.
I mean, at 25 yards, it is as capable as any gun needs to be. What I was trying to set out and accomplish as far as the gun itself, I succeeded.
Right. You did what?
I did succeed. I mean, the gun is accurized to the degree. The only problem is that it is not accurized in a way that I can make it work.
Okay, which, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's your decision, man.
Right. Now,
and nobody can decide that for you, man. If you've done everything you can and you don't have confidence in that pistol or that setup, then find something that you are confident with.
That's really what it comes down to, isn't it? If you're going to carry a gun out in the real world and you have it in the because of the chance that you might have to use it in a self-defense sort of, you know, close combat situation, however you want to put it, you really need to be confident it's going to work for you, don't you?
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
You got to have confidence on all levels in pretty much any environment. So.
Now when we get back.
Life support equipment.
Yeah. Now I talked to you about this last week, the SIG P365, the little itty bitty gun.
Right.
Now with a gun like that, I'm going to presume that most people with a gun like that, with a spring as tight as that has to be for that little gun to run 9mm ammunition and the size of the gun and everything it is, do you think some people have to make allowances to carry that as far as the way they manipulate it?
Like a subcompact pistol?
Well, they refer to these as micro-compacts. I mean, these are small.
Well, yeah, well, they used to be subcompact. A micro-compact is smaller than a subcompact.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to keep straight, but the bottom line is, what you just stated can be an actual train wreck for a lot of people. You know, they want a subcompact or a microcompact, one, because it's cool, but primarily because it's small and light. Well, they lack the understanding that in the first place, they should use a full-size gun. If you're an entry-level person, you should have a full-size gun to work with until you know and understand what it is you need to know and understand and be able to do, because all of that is going to support being able to do the math and function a subcompact or a micro-compact pistol like it needs to be handled. They're difficult guns to work with, period. That's akin to me periodically, how I stay on top of that is I have a G26 that I've had forever. I think it's a Gen 4, but I had it for a long time. It's actually the pistol I shot to second place or first loser, however you want to look at it, behind Mike Sieglinder at the Smith & Wesson inaugural bug gun match, Mike dusted me pretty hard by like 20 seconds. But anyway, dude, periodically I go back to running the G26 just because of that. It's a difficult handgun to fire well.
Now, I tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. I got a couple of questions to ask you about that.
Okay.
For those of you that are interested in Super Dave, well, you know, you can find out what he's doing day to day by going to Dave Harrington on Facebook. And as we progress and as he continues to convalesce and recover, I have a feeling that we'll see the combatspeed.com website start to be a faster work in progress.
It'll come alive.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. Let me ask you a question. Do you think there are different, and this plays into the whole SIG P365 micro gun thing, do you think there's different levels and criteria that people make when if they're going to conceal, carry a weapon concealed on a daily basis?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, you can establish your own. You can, follow somebody else's protocol. But you should have some standard operating procedure in place for what you do and how you do it so you can do it safely. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, with the micro guns, right?
Right.
It seems to me like the people with the micro guns are seeking to find the bare minimum they can get by with to carry and still say, I'm carrying a gun.
Okay, well, that's a good point because it's true, but it doesn't mean they can run that micro gun well. And when you say run the gun well, what exactly does that mean? You know what I mean? Because a lot of people can't think or look past the simple fact, that if you want to shoot someone, it's a fairly easy thing to do. You know, point and shoot. Make it go bang. One thing that I would highly recommend if anybody out there is, looking for a micro gun, I'm not on top of them, but don't select a model that has a mechanical safety that should be manipulated unless it is an exact model of a pistol that you are highly competent with.
Right. Because that's probably going to be a micro safety, isn't it?
Well, it's just, with the proven effectiveness of the safe action trigger, the Glock trigger group and internals, right. There is, and it's been proven not only by Glock, but, primarily, other polymer frame blasters do not need an external mechanical safety that should be manipulated other than currently the M17. You see what I mean?
Right.
See the what was it, the
P320. Oh, the little, are you talking about the M17, the gun it's based off of, or the micro gun?
I was thinking about the civilian version of the M17 does not have a mechanical safety that needs to be manipulated.
Nope, it doesn't.
So why would you choose a weapon that has a mechanical safety that's external and needs to be manipulated in some manner or taken into consideration when it's proven that the same pistol model doesn't need it? Now, granted, I go back to just the very pre-end of the drop safe days. I don't know how long that's been, but Sig was kind enough to send me a P320 for eval. And what I did as an eval is I did make sure the gun functioned well and fired. And then the following day after I picked it up, I shot a local USPSA match. I just went hot with the pistol. And it handled well, was extremely accurate for all intents and purposes. I sent it back and had that thing addressed. And it's in the pile. But from what I understand, with the number of mods that have taken place because of and in support of the M17 across the DoD spectrum, it's doing extremely well. SIG is doing extremely well.
Yeah.
I know several serious dudes that run all flavors of SIGs with extreme success.
Cool. Now,
and that's all I can say about SIG. I'm not gonna.
That's cool. I mean, that's what I've switched. Well,
I'm not gonna confess and say I don't shoot Glocks anymore. Don't worry about that one.
Yeah. Do you think, when back to concealed carry though, like when you go out, you're carrying your pistol, if there's a variation, like when you carry the Glock 26, do you carry any less ammunition than you do when you carry the Glock 45?
No, I don't. I sure don't.
You're not
to carry the 26. I see what you're saying.
Well, I mean, you're not willing. A lot of these guys are playing the averages. They're out there looking at this thing saying it's such a rare occasion. People train. I mean, some of the comments I got on this was, well, okay, so you train to fight, but lots of people carry guns and never, ever fight. And that's what they're counting on. They're counting on having the gun is enough. And
in respect to the amount of ammunition that it's loaded with?
Well, not necessarily that. I'm just, this race to get down to where we are, we're carrying a minimal amount of kit. I can see in certain circumstances where you'd want to do that, like if you're going somewhere and you're wearing a tux.
Right.
But I bet you if you're wearing a tux, you could probably hide your Glock 26 as easy as you could hide any of these other little micro guns.
Well, it's true.
Sure. So I just find it interesting that we're, as we add more people to the gun world and as more people buy guns and everything, that the market has shifted to these little micro pistols where the
spring doesn't help. Surprise me at all, man.
Really?
It doesn't surprise me at all, and I'll tell you why. Because if you step back and look at it like from the edge of the earth point of view, you have this massive influx of new gun owners. Right?
Right.
If you did the percentages of legit gun owners that are shooters, it would be like a pinhead compared to the national population.
Right.
So you get a massive influx of new gun owners, and what are they used to? The city or the suburbs where what's at a premium? Time and space.
Right.
You know? And then what are the legalities? And a lot of them, you know, either, you know, that's their decision to abide by the law or not. But the bottom line is, as small as it is, the easier it is to hide. And that's a fact.
Right.
But just because it's smaller or the smallest and easiest to hide, in most circumstances, will probably be the most difficult to use well. It's just how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a competent, well, I consider myself competent. You know, I'm a professional shooter. I guess you can say that. But there are some guns you have to mind your business with because they're very unforgiving. You know, they're small. They're heavily sprung to handle the, you know, generally
the recoil.
I wouldn't recommend anything smaller than a 9mm.
Yeah.
So you'd have to, it'd have to be sprung to handle at least, 9+.
Or, Dave, we're running out of time here. We're running out of time. Right. This is a fascinating subject. We will keep on pushing it as we go. Dave Harrington on Facebook and combatspeed.com is where you can find him on the web. Thank you for joining me this evening.
I appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take care. And
same bat time, same bat channel. That's right. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.